Happy 14th day of August. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. Currently, the book of Acts. So exciting to just know how the church is being born. This podcast is brought to you by Faithful Counseling. It is a portal of Christian counselors in your area who can help you work through whatever it is that you're trying to work through. For me, I was working through kind of a small, like a little issue, and just trying to work through it, and I knew I needed some extra help. And so being able to process that with a couple different counselors was really helpful. And again, you can, if one doesn't work out, you can choose a different one. And it's an affordable way. It's all online. And I enjoyed it. So anyway, if that's something that interests you, it also helps support the podcast. You can go to getfaithful.com/prayeveryday to be paired up with your counselor. All right. So we are in Acts chapter Acts chapter 18, verses 12 through 22. I think yesterday I said 17. I'm sorry about that. But anyway, 12 through 22 in the New American Standard Version of the Bible, this is what it says. But while Gallio was proconsul of Achaia, the Jews with one accord rose up against Paul and brought him before the judgment seat, saying, "This man persuades men to worship God contrary to the law." But when Paul was about to open his mouth, Gallio said to the Jews, "If it were a matter of wrong or of vicious crime, O Jews, it would be reasonable for me to put up with you. But if there are questions about words and names and your own law, look after it yourselves. I am unwilling to be a judge of these matters." And he drove them away from the judgment seat. And they all took hold of Sosthenes, the leader of the synagogue, and began beating him in front of the judgment seat. But Gallio was not concerned about any of these things. Paul, having remained many days longer, took leave of the brethren and put out to sea for Syria, and with him were Priscilla and Aquila. In Centuria he had his hair cut, for he was keeping a vow. They came to Ephesus, and he left them there. Now he himself entered the synagogue and reasoned with the Jews. When they asked him to stay for a longer time, he did not consent, but taking leave of them and saying, "I will return to you again if God wills," he set sail from Ephesus. When he landed at Caesarea, he went up and greeted the church and went down to Antioch. Mind if I pray for you? Oh Lord, it's such a privilege to be able to pray for people every single day of this year, especially this crazy year 2020. I know we're all carrying around burdens that feel too heavy to bear. And sometimes reading in the book of Acts can feel so far away, like, oh, that's when the church was built. But this is 2020 and we are battling coronavirus and stress and economic ruin and all of this, Lord. So I understand. But Lord, I know that you are the same God. You are the God then as you are now. You do not change. And we can come to you. You will still be with us. You will not leave us. You will not forsake us. So we lay our burdens down before you. And we thank you for the example of Paul, who endured so many trials and just kept going. So Lord, I pray for my weary friend who maybe is feeling like, I don't want to take another step. I just want to give up, to look at the Apostle Paul and his ability to continue on, to keep going, to set his face like flint, to continue the journey, to keep preaching the gospel, to keep moving forward. Lord, we pray that we would have that same kind of dogged determination. We understand that we can't do it in our own strength. We thank you that in our weakness, that's when you're the strongest. And so we just admit it to you. I admit to you, I am weak. I lack strength. I give into fear far too much. I worry about money. I worry about my kids. I worry about my marriage. I worry about my home. I worry about my job a lot. And yet there you are, seated on the throne. And you tell us and you remind us that we can give you our burdens and that you will bear them, because when you do, you make the burdens light. And so, Lord, you did say that in this world we will have tribulation and trouble, but take heart, you have overcome the world. And so, Lord, greater is you who is in us than he that is in this world. And I pray that you would give us a reprieve of the spiritual attack that we've been experiencing. Just give us a little space of grace that we can see clearly what you're doing, and to understand and discern that you are with us, that your hand does not leave us, that you walk alongside us. We need that reminder today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I am just so grateful for you. And you know what? You are on this earth for a reason. You are here to occupy the little space that you take up on earth to fulfill the mission that God has called you to do. We need you here. Keep persevering, friend.